We got a special guest back on the air with us, Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco. Welcome back to Michigan, first of all, Bear.
Yes, thanks, Adam.
Congratulations on the nuptials, of course, and your safe travels. Glad to have you back in the UP. Were you a little surprised to come home to such little snow?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, even the lake didn't even freeze over till a couple of days before Christmas, and that was very unusual. So we were nervous about that.
Well, the good news is, well, I guess the bad news is I'm sure you had a lot of cancellations from snowmobilers that would normally be at your resort this time of year, right?
Yeah, we in the last couple of days, we got about 8 to 10 inches of snow, and there's a few snowmobilers around, but for the most part, most of them all canceled just because we don't have sufficient snow to groom the trails and that yet. Mm-hmm. So there's a few of them around, but boy, the ice fishermen are chomping at the bit to find somewhere where there's safe ice to fish on.
Well, that was my next question, because I am getting quite a few reports from Lake Gogebic fishermen. First, they started coming from the North Bay there by Berglund and some good walleye fishing, and now I'm starting to hear about other spots that are giving up big jumbo perch.
Yeah, both the perch and the walleye has really been fantastic, because we're experiencing early ice conditions, and it's almost January, you know.
Yeah.
Typically on Gogebic, we start out fishing the shallower bays, obviously, because they freeze up first, but it's also the best fishing. And normally by this time of the year, we would be moving deeper, you know, 20, 30 feet of water come around the first of the year. But we have those early ice conditions right now, and them walleyes and some of them perch are still hanging in the shallow bays near the weeds and that. So it's made for some fantastic fishing.
Now, do you think that's because the weeds are still up and growing? I mean, not necessarily growing, but they haven't really died off with lack of sunlight through the snowpack and ice?
Yep, you're correct, Adam. And like I said, it's normal for that, but usually that's much earlier in right. December when that happens. And then as we move to midwinter or, you know, into January, usually the fish start moving out of the shallows a little bit, and so do the fishermen, of course, you know. But right now, we got really great ice conditions. Reports vary from 4 inches to 8 inches of ice. And I always lean kind of on the safe side of that. But the ice is good, crystal clear ice. I mean, it's very good ice, and only a little bit of snow on the top. And they just started traveling with snowmobiles and ATVs and stuff out there, primarily on the bays, of course. I have seen some snowmobiles out on the main lake, but not too many fishermen out there yet.
Well, stay tuned for the second half of this chat with Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco about the phenomenal ice fishing on Lake Gogebic right now. We'll get into the special regs both for perch and walleye, talk a little pike fishing as well, and all of the hot lures and baits that they're using, and our next outdoor report right here later this hour. So stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.